In case you have friends that are going through the same struggle, listen to this testimony, there's hope. You know, sin does not have the final say. Righteousness, God's righteousness does. Amen? This lady says, I was involved in an adulterous relationship for 5 years. I was born again and I knew it was wrong. Yet I couldn't get out of it. I was trapped in the relationship physically, emotionally, and mentally. The more I tried to get out of it, the more I got entangled in it. I even became pregnant and got an abortion out of fear. The guilt and condemnation I felt took away my peace. Then one of my friends sent me a video of one of Pastor Prince's sermons. It was a short clip, but it spoke volumes to me. I started looking up more of his teachings. At times, it sounded too good to be true, but Pastor Prince always backed up his statements with scriptures, so I was assured they were based on the Word of God. I started confessing that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. More than once, I heard pastors say that a true believer is not happy to stay in sin, and how only grace can get us out of the dominion of sin. He was describing my struggle. I would break up with this man a number of times, but would always end up going back to him. Then one day, I heard Pastor Prince sharing about how we can pray to God to help us end bad relationships. When I heard this, I prayed the same thing. I told God, Lord, I cannot break this relationship. You break it for me. Meanwhile, I kept listening to Pastor Prince's sermons to build up my faith and to be free from the guilt and condemnation I was going through. I learned about God's forgiveness and the Father's love for me. Every time Pastor Prince spoke about adultery, something would stir within me. It didn't happen immediately, but one day we had a very ugly fight and our relationship ended. I have been set free from that relationship since then and no longer feel guilt and condemnation. Thank you, Pastor Prince, for preaching Jesus in such a beautiful way. I'm enjoying all the blessings of the righteous one. All glory and honor to God alone. Amen. Indeed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So my friend, it's vital we confess, just like Isaiah saw you confessing. Amen. Surely, in the Lord, I have righteousness. In other words, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. And the Bible says that all those who are incensed against you will be ashamed. All those who are angry with you, they'll be put to shame. And the Bible says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So one of the devices of the enemy is always to bring in condemnation. Every time you do something wrong, he will heap guilt and condemnation on you. The last thing he wants to hear you say is to say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You got an addiction to porn. The last thing he wants you to say is to say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ in the midst of your sin. You know, friend, we are taught Christianity is a great confession. Not confession of sin. It involves confession of sin, but the great confession there is not referring to the confession of sin. It's confessing, for example, in Hebrews 3, it says, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. What confession is that? Go on. Next chapter, chapter 4, it says, let us hold fast the confession. Seeing then that we have a great high priest passed into the heavens, let us hold fast our confession. Now, you don't hold fast to a confession of sin. You say it and that's it, right? But what is this holding fast confession? Go on. Hebrews 10, it tells us, let us hold fast the confession of our hope. King James says, our faith without wavering. Amen. So we confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ without wavering. Amen. Keep on confessing until you feel it. Amen. Until you enjoy it, even in your emotional realm. Amen. And it won't make you proud because it's a gift. You are made the righteousness of God in Christ. It's not something that you made yourself. You're not a self-made righteous man. Amen. Which is a problem. With the grace of the problem against grace is always self-righteousness. It's the mother of all sins. Long before Israel produced the golden calf at the foot of Mount Sinai, Israel said, all that God commands us, we can do it. That's self-righteousness. Amen. If you know the purity and holiness of the law, you'll never say that. Amen. We cannot keep the law, outwardly and inwardly, especially. Amen. But thanks be to God, a righteousness apart from the law has been revealed and being proclaimed by the law and the prophets, the righteousness which is a gift. If you receive that, amen, you confess that and you believe that, friend, you're born again, amen. You confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your righteousness, you are safe, and then you're created in righteousness. Being saved means you are recreated. Amen. Once upon a time, you were born a sinner. Now you are born again. You are a righteous man. Amen. Outwardly, you still look the same. Amen. Your body is not changed, but it's in the process of changing. Amen. And there's a salvation that will touch your body as well. But your spirit man is totally transformed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Amen. And then God wants you to renew your, which part? Your soul, your mind, that realm. God wants you to renew to what has happened to you in the spirit. Amen. That your entire person, your entire being, spirit, soul, and body, fully sanctified. Amen. Being made blameless, made whole, spirit, soul, and body. That's God's desire for you. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. And living for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.